Today is the final day, and we're going to continue this series of Mashiach Min HaMeisim. Tomorrow and Tuesday, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to discuss in detail the effect, the pu'ula, the inyan of Yechi, why the v'chulu v'chulu. The Rambam writes, in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalet. It's interesting that this part of the Rambam was taken out for many years. Because it used to be that if a Yid wanted to print a Sefer, had to go through the censor, which was a Goy. So anything that they felt that was making fun of Christianity, they took away. Here, the Rambam is basically describing why, as Yidin, we don't believe in Yoshke as Mashiach or Muhammad and all these interesting people that came along. Rambam says like this. We spoke about somebody, it's Becheskas Mashiach, that he was Yochav Ko Yisrael, he got all Yidin involved. Then we said if he built the Beis HaMikdash and he was Mekabit Nitche Yisrael, she's Mashiach Bevadai, and then all the great things. This is the Lashon of the Rambam. What happens if he was not matzliach to this extent? Or he was killed. So then it is known that he is not the one that the Torah promised us. He is like all the righteous, complete Melachim that passed away. So why was he here? He was just here as a test. In other words, like this, that a person has Cheskas Mashiach, and now we are all involved in proclaiming him as Mashiach and getting ready for Mashiach, then one day we see that Loi Matz is not being Matzliach, Loi Yitzliach Ad Koi. He wasn't Matzliach. Or one day he gets killed. So then we say that no, he's not the one that Torah said, and he's like, oh, Malchei Beis David, Hashleimim V'Aksherim Shemesu. It would seem from this Rambam that the Rambam is saying clearly that somebody which is not from the living cannot be the one that can be Mashiach. That seems to be clear, the mashmos of the Rambam. However, if we take a deeper look, we have to realize one thing. There are a few people that the Rambam tells us that people believe that he was Mashiach. One of them was Bar Kochba Ben Kaziva. The other one was Yoshke. And this is the lashon that the Rambam uses on Ben Kaziva. This is in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel. So Rav Akiva Chacham Gadol Mechachmei Mishnah. Rav Akiva was a big Chacham from the Chachmei Mishnah. But you know, he's a Kelim of Ben Kaziva. Melech, he was carrying the Kelim of Ben Kaziva. He would say on Ben Kaziva that he's Mashiach. Everyone thought he was Mashiach until he was killed in sin. Once he was killed, they knew that he wasn't Mashiach anymore. What's going on with this Rambam? You have to understand something very important. This is a key, which I think a lot of people don't understand. It's not just a play on words, died or killed. You have a lot of people say that the Rambam said that he was killed, not that he died. It's not just a play on words. It's something very, very important that we understand. What does killed mean? Killed, if someone was sick for a long time, was he killed by illness? Someone was in a car crash, was he killed? You say he died of illness or he was killed of illness. What's the difference? It's just like this. What makes somebody not Mashiach? If the things that he's supposed to do, not just are not happening, but are contradictory to what actually happens. For example, if Mashiach is supposed to destroy the Romans, and the Romans come along and kill Mashiach, it's a problem. That shows that he is, it's not him, because the thing that he has to do can't be the thing that destroys him. What was the problem with Bar Kochba? Bar Kochba, the problem was that he was killed by the Goyim. Such a person that was killed by the Goyim, that he was supposed to be victorious, he can't be the famous savior of the Jewish people if the Goyim were the ones that killed him. In other words, being killed by the ones that you are supposed to kill shows failure. Someone that dies a natural death, somebody that dies from illness, the death does not show that he lost the thing he's supposed to accomplish. Somebody that the very thing that he's trying to accomplish destroys him is a sign of failure. But you can't be the one shiftichol of Torah. You can be a kosher, you can be a sholim. I'm not saying that you're not a good guy. But you can't be the one shiftichol. Ein ze shiftichol of Torah. Why is it like that? Because somebody that's becheskes Mashiach and is killed by Goyim, he must have sinned. Why is the Rambam say that Bar Kochba Nerek Ba'avoinis? How does he know? Nerek Ba'avoinis, that's not nice to say. Besides the story, but why can't you say Ad Shenerek? Why does the Rambam have to add that he was Nerek Ba'avoinis? Because why, if he's Nerag, does that show that something's wrong? Because there must have, the Rambam says, if he was Nerag, there must have been an oven there. It's not time he died in his sleep. The Rambam says, what passeled him, the fact that he was killed? Why does that passel him more than if he died? Because if he was killed by the person he was trying to be victorious, shows that he did something wrong, that the Eibishter is not letting him be Menatzeach. And therefore, the Rambam's machriach that there has to have been avoinus. There are many people that discuss why Bar Kochba was killed. Was he killed by the Yidin? Was he killed by the Goyim? The Rambam learns that he was killed by the Goyim, and the Rebbe has a very interesting biur in the Kotesiches Chelech Chav Zayin, in the Sikh of the Chukoisai. Rebbe in the Aris goes to explain the different opinions as to who killed Bar Kochba. Because one place it says that the Chachamim killed him. Other places it says that the Goyim killed him. The Rebbe says you can't have a Machlokes and Metzias. So the basic explanation given, look at the Siches Chel Chav Zayin, page 199, Aris 69, and the Shulei Agilyim. That he was killed because of sin. He was killed by the Goyim because of his sins. The Ravid learns that he was killed because he wasn't able to perform miracles and he was parading himself as Mashiach, and therefore he has the din of a Roidif, which deserves Misa. Because according to the Ravid, in order to be Mashiach, you have to be able to perform miracles. The Rambam says that's not enough of a reason, that being performing miracles is not a category of Mashiach. As long as you have the standard Cheskas Mashiach, the Yidin are Mechuyif to follow you. Now, but then, they must have did a different Aveira that caused his Misa. So therefore, somebody that's killed by the people he's supposed to destroy shows that something went wrong over here. If someone that has Cheskas Mashiach can be killed by somebody else, shows that some type of oven there is. He could really be a sholem and a kosher. It doesn't mean he's a bad guy. But ein ze sheftichal of Torah. He is not the person, because the person that the Torah is referring to is someone that's sholem betachlis. And someone that can't be destroyed by the very people that he's trying to destroy. And therefore, that has nothing to do with if a person that was Becheskas Mashiach got sick and passed away. That doesn't show anything. It doesn't mean that he lost his chazaka. However, if he's not Matzliach, and if he gets destroyed by the very mission he's trying to accomplish, that's a whole different picture. So that's the Nikud over here in the Rambam. I want to finish off with an interesting part of the Rambam. The Rambam asks the question, why is it that the Eibishter sent Yoshke to the world? The Rambam says it's actually liyasher derech lemelech haMashiach. It's supposed to pave the way for Mashiach. How? Because the whole world is filled up of Mashiach and Torah and mitzvahs. And even in the far islands, they know it. And they are discussing Mashiach. And this they say was batel, mitzvahs are not batel, and therefore that's not kipshute, Mashiach will reveal it. They're all involved in the messianic stuff. The goyim are into it. When Mashiach comes, then they're going to chapsach, right idea, wrong man. But the idea is not a foreign idea to the world, which is an amazing kuch of the Welt.